AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A wake was held tonight for Walter Scott, the black motorist who was shot and killed last Saturday in North Charleston, South Carolina, while running away from a white police officer.
Praise the Lord.
Henry Middleton says his friend loved the Dallas Cowboys.
One thing we like is one in common. We like the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. And that's all we talk about when we see each other. Who am I with them boys?
Those who knew Scott say they can't fathom why he was killed. They describe a laid-back, fun-loving man who took his girlfriend dancing on weekends, entertained family and friends with backyard cookouts, and hosted regular domino games the way other men have poker nights. A break in Boston, AP correspondent Bill Cole reports the sentencing phase of Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev won't begin until April 21st.
The defense actually asked the judge for more time. This is the critical stage of the trial where they're trying to keep Zohar Tsarnaev off of death row. We expect that they'll call some witnesses and they need to fly them in and so forth. It's purely logistical, but it does push everything back about 10 days.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, the only declared presidential candidate on the GOP side, addressed the NRA convention today in Nashville. He said the nation needs a new leader who will fight harder against terrorism.
Standing up with clarity and saying, we will defeat radical Islamic terrorism. And under no circumstances will the nation of Iran be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons.
Other potential candidates also appeared at the NRA convention in Nashville. This is AP Radio News. On the eve of an historic meeting with Cuba's President Raúl Castro on the sidelines at the summit of the Americas in Panama City, Panama, President Barack Obama said ending Cuba's isolation could be good for both countries.
We hope it'll create an environment that improves the lives of the Cuban people. Not because it's imposed by us, the United States, but through the talent and ingenuity and aspirations and the conversation among Cubans.
The powerful symbolism of a face-to-face exchange Saturday between the leaders could signal progress, even though both sides are still working through issues that would lead to the opening of embassies in Washington and Havana. When crews finished searching the rubble for additional victims of a massive tornado last night, folks in Fairdale, Illinois, where two people died, will be allowed to pick up the pieces of their shattered lives. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.